From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is strongly condemning the Russian and Syrian regime's airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry said earlier the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let UN relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists, their term for the rebels who want to topple the Syrian government. Sudan's justice minister is refuting claims by displaced persons in Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure at the hands of the government of Sudan. Amnesty International reported earlier Thursday that since January, people in the Jebel Mara have reported blisters and rashes and other symptoms the rights group says is due to chemical weapons used by the Sudanese authorities. Amnesty International has asked the UN Security Council and state parties to the Convention on Chemical Weapons to conduct follow-up investigations in Darfur. President Barack Obama said Shimon Peres' determination to coexist with Palestinians in the hands of Israel's next generation, and its first and its friends, that is, during a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader. Mr. Obama called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century. He likened him to other figures like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth, and praised his tireless work.